Huh.
Hey guys, what's happening? It's the Talking Fail podcast, and this week I am Will, and I'm also joined by my brother Tyler.
Hello. We didn't talk about who's doing the hosting, and I just cut to Will because I have that control. But yeah,
I was anticipating it. I think
really because it looked like you were anticipating.
Smoothly intro'd the show.
Sure, totally. I have one question at the start of this. And it's something that I noticed immediately upon walking in.
Oh yeah,
but I've held off on actually bringing it up on the show because I want to bring it up on the show. What's with the bear?
Well, it's right after Valentine's Day. I thought we could be somewhat festive.
Okay.
And share the love.
Okay, cool. I just wanted to address the elephant. I mean, white bear in the room. Yeah. So cool. I'm not going to lie. I'm training the guy who's replacing me at my job because I'm moving up. I'm getting promoted. So somebody else got promoted to my spot. I've been training this guy for today and yesterday all day. So I've been doing a lot of talking. So I really don't feel like, talking too much. So it's going to be a Will episode, I guess. But luckily you have a lot of topics and mm-hmm. I don't, so it might work out.
And I'm also not going to lie, I've been slowly poisoning your replacement so you can never actually advance forward.
thank you.
Yep.
I guess. Okay.
Job security.
That's okay. That's not how job security works, but okay. All right.
I meant you'll have to get a security job.
Security for the job. Got it.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Because I have been talking all day, my throat's a little dry. I do want to start by, I want to open this, but you told me we need to talk about this
beverage. Yes. That is from London, which I think legally imported. I mean, it went through security.
It says enjoy responsibly.
Yeah. So.
Responsibly and ish.
It's here and it's from London. So.
Yep, it is. Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be really funny if it said, made in Connecticut. So I'm going to crack this open. I'll try and get it out of the mic as much as possible.
And it wasn't like anything super special,
it's a mixed berries cider.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's just some, like, it wasn't like I thought, I need this. Mm-hmm. It's so amazing. I need to take some home.
Okay.
It was just, I bought some and I couldn't finish it before the trip.
Okay.
And I was trying really hard. Like, right before the airplane, I chugged like four of them.
Okay. 4%, alcohol. Okay. It's good.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
I like it.
It's decent.
Can we get more?
Yeah. I know exactly where to find it. You go to London, you go to...
hang a left.
There's a hotel, it's like called the Container Hotel or something. Sea Containers. It's called Sea Containers.
Is it made out of sea containers?
No.
Because I think of those like...
It vaguely look... like the decor mm-hmm. made me think a little bit of like shipping containers.
Right.
And it was kind of nautical. Everyone was wearing just like striped sweaters.
Okay.
Like seamen wear.
Okay.
And yeah, I thought it was a really weird name for a hotel.
But your room wasn't made out of sea container.
It was a normal hotel.
Oh, well, that's disappointing.
It just vaguely looked nautical and.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
And so anyways, you'll go to, once you're there, you'll walk down the street and there's a little Waitrose.
Okay.
Which is a grocery store, but it's like a miniature, because normally Waitrose is kind of big, I guess.
Okay.
So.
Following you so far? And
then
that's where you find it?
You'll walk into the store. Mm-hmm. You'll go down. Oof. Well, you'll go. Once you're through the double door, you go straight all the way to the back of the store.
Right. That's where they keep the alcohol.
You'll hang a right.
Okay.
And it's like, the last aisle.
Mm-hmm.
Once you're hanging the right.
Okay.
So you'll go all the way back once you're on the right.
The story is starting to show its diminishing returns, but okay.
And then, you'll turn another right and you're in the alcohol aisle.
Okay.
And it's on the left side, probably like middle of the aisle.
Okay, cool.
So you'll grab that, and then you'll walk to the register.
Oh, there's more.
Don't do self-checkout. Because
it's alcohol. It's alcohol. You can't do self-checkout.
And so then you'll walk around. It's probably just straight on. You know, once you have the alcohol, it's pretty much straight ahead of you. And a British man will say, all right, how you doing, governor?
Okay.
Something like that.
Something like that, yeah.
And he'll say, oh, are you from California? And you'll say, yes. Mm-hmm. And then he'll say, can I see your ID? And then I'll say, do I need my driver's license or does the passport work? And he'll say, oh, a driver's license would be fine. And then I'll show it to him, and he'll say, all right, cheers.
Okay.
And then you walk back to the hotel, see containers.
Right.
Remember that.
Yeah, I got that.
And then you'll put it in your suitcase.
And take it through customs. And then, all right, can I go back a bit in your directions and divert this conversation
yes.
a bit?
Yes,
Remember when I said I wouldn't be bringing up topics or anything like that?
Yes.
I'm throwing that out the window. Self-checkout.
Yes.
There's two things you can't do with self-checkout that I sometimes do. One is the aforementioned alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Two is it's been a while, but you bring
condoms.
You bring a bunch of change. And you take it to the Coinstar machine, and you turn in you dump all the money in,
and your condoms.
That jams up the machine, but then then it gives you a little ticket, and you redeem the ticket in the store, you know, and for cash, you take all your coins, and preferably you probably you take your big jar of pennies and you turn it in for 20 actual dollars minus if you bought something. The problem is you don't you can't do those at the self checkout. You can't turn that in, redeem that at the self checkout. So I typically I'll turn it in, anytime I've done the Coinstar machine and I go, oh well, you know what, I'll grab a couple things, maybe I'll grab a soda or whatever. And so I have like one or two items, and then I get in line at the regular line, and then the employee goes, oh, you only got two things. Come over here. Come over here.
Hey,
come
idiot,
over
here. Go to the self-checkout.
And it's like, I can't because I'm not going to, like, and this is like two aisles over or whatever. So I'm like, Coinstar. It's like, now we're having a conversation across the store, and it's like,
Can we role play real quick?
Okay.
Hey, you. You have two items. Come over here. Come to the self-checkout. Just come to the self-checkout.
I got Coinstars. I got the Coinstar receipt.
Oh, hey, now you're a Coinstar. Get your game on.
Go coin?
Yeah, I get that you have a lot of coins on you. You can pay with coins.
No, I went
at
to the
self-checkout.
I got the receipt. The Coinstar.
You can't make returns at a grocery store, sir.
Do you work here? Do you even work here? You're not wearing the uniform.
No. I don't. I work at the Raley's.
Oh, okay.
I just come over here to yell at people.
Yeah, this is a Save Mart.
Yeah, I get riled up from all the idiots at Raley's.
Ah.
So then I drive over to the Save Mart.
Actually, this sounds... Yeah, you know what? I understand. It sounds pretty therapeutic. I should try that at my place of employment. Go to my competitor and then just heckle.
Like McDonald's?
Sure.
All right, so would you like to start my first topic?
I thought we did with the beverage.
Well, yeah, I guess that's my first topic. But so, second topic.
Topic number two.
Is...
do you want to play the app game by yourself? No?
I would love to play the app game.
I'll
take control here.
Yeah.
And so then we'll...
Well, I can click on that part. That's you.
Hey, guys. What was it? This one?
Yeah, that one.
So I saw this list, and
For the audio listeners, this is the 50 unhealthiest drinks on the planet.
Mm-hmm.
Cool.
And this was the one I am least sure about, and could definitely go the shortest.
Okay.
So I thought we would just get it right out of the way.
Sounds good.
So I wanted to see how many drinks on this list we drink.
Okay.
Because I think of myself as
an unhealthy person.
Pre-diabetic.
Okay. All right.
So I want to see.
All right. So
number one on the list, cranberry juice cocktail.
Is this in number one? Is like this is the worst? Was it 50?
It's 50. So we can really, you know, run through this.
Okay. I guess sure. If I don't have orange juice, cranberry is a good second.
What's the cocktail though?
Like, you know, vodka, I'm assuming. But I guess it's the ocean spray. Cranberry juice is what the big problem is.
25 grams of sugar. I have no way to visualize that, like how much sugar that is in my hand. I wouldn't know.
Okay, cool.
I can see number two is chocolate milk.
All right, well, okay, yeah, I like chocolate milk.
Chocolate milk is pretty dope.
I'm a six-year-old inside, so yeah.
There's a six-year-old inside you?
Orange drinks, what?
Oh, now, Sunny D.
Okay, is it just Sunny D? Because Sunny D, I can't stand the taste of. I'll take actual orange juice. Sunny D. Can I have actual orange juice?
Yeah, it just says orange drinks.
Okay, you know. All right. Mix of water, high fructose corn syrup.
There better be like a major spike in unhealthiness at like number 50.
Yeah,
because this is just like regular drinks.
Something that tastes good.
Yeah. I was expecting, you know, like number 50, just a bag of nails. Like, this is so unhealthy.
All right.
Tomato juice, what kind?
I don't drink tomato juice. So
I don't drink it either.
So cool. Next, shelf-stable cold-pressed juices.
What is that?
No.
Chocolate drink. We already covered chocolate drink. Next! Yeah.
Next!
Kombucha.
Kombucha, pass. Sweet tea? No.
The thing is, they're picking things that could be healthy if you get, like, the right kind. Like, kombucha can be healthy.
Yeah, okay.
Ish. But, you know, and it,
hang on, let me take a drink of my mixed berries beer.
That might be on the list. You don't know. Oh. Alcohol has to be on the list.
Oh, I'm sure.
Super-sized coffees.
But regular-sized coffees? If I get a small coffee every day, that's okay? That's better than
totally
one super-sized
fine. Totally
a
fine.
Or a week? Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, this isn't... Diet soda. Okay. So, hey, can we... I've heard back and forth... And I haven't done any actual research, but I have questions. Diet soda is supposed to have like less sugar than regular soda, but does diet soda still have that like thing that gives you cancer?
Probably. Just because it doesn't have sugar doesn't mean it doesn't have a bag of nails in it.
You're really holding on to the bag of nails. Sugar substitutes are designed to promote weight loss, metabolic syndrome, blah.
So here's what I've heard about diet soda.
Yeah.
Is that your body, the reason it's so low in calories is because your body detects it and is just immediately like, this has no nutrients, and flush it out of the body immediately.
Okay.
And does that sound good?
I mean, it sounds like it's not staying in my body and bouncing around and causing problems and clogging things up.
Fair point. Very, very true.
I mean, I'm no drink doctor, but that sounds better than some other things that could be happening.
Bags and nails, yes. It is better.
Is that the episode title? Bags and nails. Drink a bag of nails. I like them. I haven't really been paying attention to the drink this instead section.
Yeah, me too.
But water is always a safe choice. Is that on every single drink? Because water is always a safe choice.
Well, yeah, it better be. I mean, they're going to be like, oh, ginger beer. Do not drink water instead of ginger beer. Do not.
Drink this instead. Looking for ginger? Drink ginger tea.
Earlier it said tea was bad for you.
That was like the ice, or there was sweet tea. Okay. Yeah. Bottled smoothies. Okay.
Depends on the bottled smoothie, though.
Make your own smoothie. So, like, yeah. So just the whatever. Who cares?
Pumpkin spice latte. You're double dipping with the coffee thing.
Yeah. Also, no drink this instead.
Just don't drink anything.
Okay. Pina colada.
I like pina colada.
getting lost in the rain.
Yeah, icies.
Okay, hang on. Pina coladas, blah blah blah.
Oh, okay. Pina colada mixes, like those from Mr. and Mrs. T, have a gut-busting 42 grams of sugar.
In just 4 ounces. That's the sugar equivalent of eating 9 Oreos. So, 9 Oreos is bad? Okay. Icy's, oh boy. Okay, now, is there a difference between icy and Slurpee? Because, I mean, I like me a good Slurpee.
Maybe Slurpee's further up on the list.
But 6 fluidic ounces of... Okay. A root beer float. Now, Will, the thing that is soda and ice cream put in the same cup, that's weird. I wouldn't think that would be bad for you in any way, shape, or form.
But this one's high up on my I want this list.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I like a good root beer float.
I had like 4 earlier today.
Today?
Yeah.
Oh. Hang on. I need to take a drink of something here before...
Caffeinated alcohol. Just any alcohol.
But that's very obviously a Red Bull can right there,
yes,
right?
Yes, definitely.
Now, Red Bull doesn't have alcohol because...
No, but you mix Red Bull with other things.
So is it caffeine and alcohol? Or
yeah, that's what they're saying is Red Bull and vodka. Yeah, that's... You know what's especially bad about energy drink and alcohol is when you have caffeine and alcohol at the same time,
you
feel like you're fine because you're like energized and stuff.
Yeah.
But in actuality, you are drunk. So you feel totally normal and fine.
Okay.
But you're actually like flopping around and stuff. That's why it's dangerous.
Okay. I feel like I want to try that.
Yeah, we should definitely
try it. I feel like I'm blanking on the name. The guy from Walk Hard.
Dewey Cox?
Yeah, I feel like I'm Dewey Cox.
You don't want no part of this, Tyler.
but I don't want to feel drunk.
It won't make you feel drunk.
I don't want to feel sleepy.
Wake you up.
Well, it's got to be really difficult to mix.
It's super easy to mix. You just dump the Red Bull can in. I need
to do something. Okay. Is it? That's awkward.
All right. Yeah.
So.
Bubble tea.
What is...
Oh, I've seen that stuff before.
Bubble tea will pop up in stores. Okay, whatever. Bloody Marys? Really? So, tomato juice was on the list. And you're saying the tomato juice and alcohol? I can't... That's bad, too? Okay.
All right, we're at 20. What do you think about just skipping to the end? I want to see what 50 is.
Long Island iced tea.
Apple cider.
I'm still drinking that. I don't care. Bottled or canned coffee. They're like triple dipping now. With
so far, sangria. So far, soda has not shown up yet.
Thai iced tea.
Okay.
Okay, I don't care about the difference. Beverage concentrates. So the juice packet things. But that's water. Oh, vitamin enhanced waters. What?
Well,
but that's water.
Vitamin water is not good for you.
Fast food. I think if you just had fast food anything on this list, it's going to be,
fast food, no doubt. Salad.
We have a picture of the stuff at home. Well, whatever, don't care. Liquid coffee creamer. Okay, sure. Margarita, or what? And I'm still drinking orange juice. I don't care.
All right, this is going too slow.
I'm still going too slow. You just want to go seriously straight to the end.
Oh, eggnog commercial, mudslides, lemonade is number 48. 49.
Certain. You can't just put certain bottled teas. That's like saying, what drinks are bad for you? Certain ones.
Powdered fruit drinks is 50. That is the most unhealthy thing that you could drink, Tyler.
On this list.
Wow.
Can I get my free newsletter now?
Yeah, just put in my email.
Sure.
So yeah, we can close out of that window.
Okay.
And then my next one, this won't be as long.
Transition, okay.
Is...
That wait, you said at the beginning that was the short one, so...
Yes.
Oh,
that was the one that we could power through that I didn't really care that much about.
We could vodka and Red Bull that one?
Yeah.
Cool. All right.
So the next one, I meant to do this earlier when the decade was young.
Okay. Oh, earlier in the... Okay.
Yeah, but I kind of just kept pushing it off. But this is the top 10 Billboard 100 rock list of the decade.
100?
Of the decade.
Okay.
Well, it's the Billboard Hot 100's top 10 of the decade.
Oh, you just zipped into the top 10.
Yeah. Well, okay. Billboard Hot 100 is the company.
Those words.
That's the company.
Oh,
the website.
Okay.
They're pretty famous for billboarding things.
Yeah.
But this is the top 10 songs of the decade.
You know, it's a name, right? It's William Board. So
William C. Board.
So what is this thing?
So this is the top 10 rock songs of the entire decade of
2010.
Oh, it's 10 to 20.
Okay. So
no, 10 to 19.
Okay.
Because 20 doesn't count in the decade.
So what is on the what?
So number 10.
Where's my yeah?
Is Stressed Out by 21 Pilots. That's the 10th best charting rock song of the decade.
I will admit that I know who 21 Pilots are. I might recognize the song if I hear it, but I couldn't tell you which. I don't know. I couldn't tell you that for sure that I've heard the song Stressed Out. Next song,
Ride by 21 Pilots.
Once see previous answer. Was it
Feel It Still by Portugal the Man?
Never heard of either one.
Probably would recognize that if I heard it.
Okay.
I mean, I definitely know 21 Pilots. I actually kind of like them. Mm-hmm. They're not like, you know, in my top 10.
Sure.
But, and then number 7 is Shut Up and Dance by Walk the Moon.
Maybe if I've, I
think that's the one that goes, Shut Up and Dance with Me. This woman is my destiny.
And now we just got that pulled off of YouTube. Great. Thanks.
And then number 6, 21 Pilots back at it again with Heathens.
So is this list made by the manager for 21 Pilots?
Well, wait until you get Imagine Dragons manager in on the rest of this.
Okay.
So number 5 is Ho Hey by the Lumineers.
Okay, I know of the Lumineers. Once again, I may have heard one of their songs.
Number 4, High Hopes by Panic at the Disco.
Oh, you mean the Pete Buttigieg song?
Pete Buttigieg.
Yeah, the presidential Democratic candidate.
Oh, yes. The one I will be casting my vote for sure.
Okay.
Yes, Pete Buttigieg, of course.
Sorry. Tell me about Pete Buttigieg.
Well, he's got high hopes for a living, and he's shooting for the stars because he's going to make a killing.
Okay. Which is ironic because he's one of two presidential Democratic candidates who is a former military, U.S. serviceman.
Oh, him and Mike Bloomberg are military?
Nope.
Aw, how cool.
Okay.
Number 3, we're on to Radioactive by Imagine Dragons.
Okay, I know this song. This is in my iTunes.
Number 2 is Thunder by Imagine Dragons.
Okay, maybe I probably heard it, but sure.
Thunder.
No.
And then number 1 is Believer by Imagine Dragons.
Okay.
Their cover of the famous Smash Mouth song.
That.
Now I'm a believer.
Really?
No, I'm kidding.
Okay.
It's a different song. How many of this top 10 would you actually say are rock songs, Tyler?
I think Imagine Dragons, I don't think is straight up rock.
I would say like alternative,
rock-ish. Yeah, but I have problems with, like, if you're going to go with rock songs, I mean, Foo Fighters have released multiple albums during that decade. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Green Day has released at least one album, I'm sure, during that decade.
If I had to think,
and they're even punk.
Yeah, they're like punk rock, pop, punk. If I had to pick like rock bands that had popular songs through the 2010s, I would say like Foo Fighters and maybe Green Day.
Okay, exactly the ones I just said.
Yeah, like There's not many, and I would not say.
I think
Panic at the Disco, the Lumineers, Walk the Moon are rock bands.
I gotta check dates, but I think that even Fleetwood Mac put out an EP during that decade, like with the remaining old people that are left mm-hmm. and involved with that band. Like that's a more of a rock band than I feel like some of these.
Yeah, and I mean it goes down further, so you could look at Pompeii. Number 16.
Sail is not a rock song, but okay.
Yeah. Number 16.
Royals is not a rock song.
I know. It's so frustrating.
I'll give Fall Out Boy the genre. Okay, whatever. Yeah. Black Keys, yes. Black Keys should be on this list like 6 times.
Yeah. Foo Fighters gets in the top 20 twice. Couple.
Okay.
But like the rest of this is like Panic at the Disco used to be like a emo rock band, but other than that, nobody's like.
Is there any My Chemical Romance? At least I know they're more emo rock, but they're still.
Did they do any? Didn't they have? Danger Days come out past 2010?
Oh, maybe that was 2009.
Yeah, probably. Ooh, L. King, X's and O's.
That's a good song.
Oh, in some people's opinions.
Okay.
I'd rather hear her dad sing it.
Oh, any Queens of the Stone Age? Right?
Queens of the Stone Age. They're not big. Vance Joy. Who's that?
No idea. Well, Coldplay, especially in this decade, is not rock.
Yeah. Lil Wayne, Wiz Khalifa, no. And Imagine Dragons no. with Logic and Ty Dolla no. Sign. Sucker for Pain. Bush. When did Bush ever chart in the top 100? Oh, Linkin Park. Okay. Waiting for the End, like one of their least rock songs.
Yeah, that's one of the most rappy ones that they had in this decade. Like, there's a whole Mike Shinoda thing. So,
yeah. Anyways.
I don't care. I've never cared about these Billboard kind of top lists, whatever.
The problem is that they're not classifying the top 10 rock songs. They're saying these are the best songs technically in the rock genre.
And the rock genre is not rap, not country, you know, not pop. So mm-hmm. like your Taylor Swift's. And then everything else is like, well, I guess that's rock. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Like Daft Punk would probably come in as a rock album according to these metrics.
But maybe. We haven't done the research.
We don't get the scientists working on that.
Did you say you had a bit? Another one?
No.
Okay. Then we can do Am I the Asshole?
Okay. If I can... There it is. What is... I can get rid of this. All right. Do you want to...
Yeah, we can throw it up on the...
I'm just trying to find my mouse. All right. What is this first one, Will?
Because nobody can see it. The first one we have here is Am I the Asshole for Not Believing My Coworker About Chronic Pain? It's a quote-unquote chronic pain.
Okay. I want to know more, but on a first, hearing just the title, this could go either way. Because the person could be in chronic pain, or could just be somebody who whines a lot. But so I could say it goes either way.
Okay, and I'm doing my usual shtick where I just look at the title and mm-hmm. then say, yeah, that'd probably work. Okay. So I'm gonna be as surprised by you.
You haven't looked at this at all. Okay.
I have a coworker in his mid-30s who claims to suffer from chronic pain. Frankly, I think it's a load of CRAP. Uh-huh. Some days he's limping around the office or even calls in sick claiming he's in too bad of pain to come into the office. He'll be wincing and just sitting in his chair. He claims it's from a botched surgery. Somehow he's been granted FMLA.
Family leave. It's Family Leave Act, something like that. I know it's in California.
The Family and Medical Leave Act.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's from 1993, so you should probably be aware of this.
There are plenty. It's not like I'm assistant management or anything at work. I don't, it's not like I deal with.
I had to take like a training thing on FMLA.
Yeah.
For my work, but okay.
FML, am I right? There are plenty of other days, though, when he's walking around just fine, even talking walks in the park across from our office. What?
I think it's supposed to be taking
walks. Oh, okay. Yes, okay.
It says talking. Yeah,
we're standing around. Because that's the thing about chronic pain is it never, ever stops. You never feel good enough to just take a walk.
Okay, maybe you have good days.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic. Okay, I've made comments like, gee, you look like you're really hurting on those days. He just says, I'm having a good day. They happen.
Yeah, okay.
The poster sounds like he's being a real douche.
Yeah, so far I'm not on the side of the poster.
Why aren't you miserable?
You say you're miserable, why aren't you?
Every day should be suffering! Okay, I asked him how bad his surgery was, and that now he needs a cane, adding that it was taking the act a bit too far. What? So, does he need the cane or not? Help me read.
So look at the paragraph above that. Recently, he started using a cane as a prop. Oh,
as a prop. Wait, as a
which
prop?
I confronted him, there's no way it's a legitimate need. So is this guy like, does he just not believe that canes are for real?
No, it's a prop.
Right.
It's a prop cane, Tyler. Right.
Based on what?
There's no way he could need it.
Oh, okay. Sounds valid to me.
There's no way. Yeah.
And I'm a doctor.
Okay, so now he needs the cane, and he thinks that adding that was taking the act too far.
Yeah.
He pulled up his shirt and revealed a dinky little 4-inch scar near his waist. I laughed and said, that's why you're stumbling around. Hey, 4 inches is nothing to laugh about, okay?
I somehow knew that was coming.
It's plenty big. He replied, this is the outside. I hope you get to feel what I feel, asshole.
And then he shuffled away in the cane. The next thing I know, I'm getting talked to about my boss, about berating Mr. Payne, and that's inappropriate. Told my boss that he knew he's faking. The doctor's more than you.
The doctors know more than you.
If I ever voice doubt about this coworker in the office again, I'll be looking for a new job. All right. Yeah. So far, I'm on the side of the boss, and, you know, this guy is the a-hole.
Yeah, I think he's probably the a-hole.
This is absolutely how chronic pain works. Some days are great, some days are bad days, blah, blah, blah. You're the asshole.
I wish, just for, like, the sake of the story, that the scar was just, like, you know, all the way from his chest, like, down to his foot. Like, and he's like, that's it? That's all? Okay, so the next one.
I moved on. Yeah.
Yeah, he's probably the asshole.
Yeah, I think we established that. Yeah.
But the guy's 30. He should be able to bounce back. Like, what are you complaining about, you baby?
Okay. Am I the asshole for not wanting to close the door when I pray? Okay. So
that's like backwards of what normally goes on when you need to close the door.
What?
Pooping.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, so I, 24 male, 21 male, am a Christian and I still live with my parents. I can't remember their ages, but mid to late 40s. Oopsies. I don't know how old they are. The parents are atheist. They raised me as an atheist, but after high school, I started to suffer from anxiety and depression. Eventually, I had a friend that helped me find God, and Jesus turned my life upside down.
In the good way, I'm assuming?
I hope so. I still have anxiety, that's how it's spelled, and depression, but it's much milder now, among other reasons, because praying helps easing it.
So I'm just going to assume that based on that sentence that, you know, that his parents, he like goes in his room and prays. Mm-hmm. His parents are like, why are you, you know, it's like, that's offensive to us that you're praying in with the door open.
It's such a backwards thing. It's like, normally kids rebel against their religious parents.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to pray.
I'm gonna blast my loud metal music, Dad.
Instead of praying.
It was like, can you keep that racket down?
It's like,
that praying?
And from the atheist perspective, it's like, can you stop just talking to yourself with the door open?
You live in my house. You got to follow my rules. And you got to abide by my no religion rules.
Pray all the few times a day. Problem is my atheist. They never liked that I have to pray. But they accept it until yesterday. Ask a Inquisitor because they think it's distracting. He likes to keep it open so the cat can walk in and out. I could close my door for 2 minutes during prayer, but it's also my house and I'm a grown man.
Wait, it's his house?
It's also my house, so maybe he's...
Oh, it's not your house, bud.
Yeah, it's not your house.
Sorry.
So, yeah.
I mean, you totally should be able to pray, but it is not your house.
I know I can totally pray inside my head, but when I do, I feel like those kinds of thoughts distract me, so I need to pray out loud to be focused. I don't yell when I pray. I just talk in a normal voice. So they can only hear me when they're in the hallway. Spelling. I refused, and they've been pissed ever since. And said maybe I should move out soon. Yeah, if they're telling that maybe you should move out soon, it's not your house. But that's not a possibility. I can't afford it. Is my depression and anxiety are severe enough? Okay.
I don't want to move out, Dad. Plus, my name's on the lease.
It's your parents' house. You're living in somebody else's house. They, you know, I'm assuming they're paying the majority of the rent if they're renting, or their name is on the, you know, on all the paperwork, you know, whether they're renting or owning or whatever. And you are in their house, and I'm kind of going to say their rules for this kind of thing.
But what about religious freedom, Tyler? That's what America was founded on.
That doesn't apply to, you know, your mom and dad's house.
Well, then he's going to have to go off and find his own little Plymouth Rock. think of the UK as a giant parents atheist house.
Well, so let's move to Holland.
Okay. Just you and me?
Okay.
Okay. Right, well, sounds good.
All right, well, that's the end of the show. Mm-hmm. The poster thanks so and so for suggesting that they whisper their prayers instead. And
okay,
they're going to do that, and they genuinely hadn't considered that.
Okay, here's what you do: you shut your door like your parents asked, but you scream your prayers at the top of your lungs. Maybe invest in like a microphone and amp setup.
Right.
But then when they ask you to stop doing that, you say, okay, yeah, sure, Hitler. Didn't know we were living in Nazi Germany. Oh, except the Nazis weren't atheists, right? Were they atheists?
Yeah.
What religion? Can you quickly quickly Google what religion are the Nazis?
Hang on. I gotta... I can't see what I'm typing, so I think that was all correct, right?
I mean, they had to have some religion, right?
I'm not going to be able to read this, so this is going to have to be you, Will. Where's the thing? All right, so here's the Wikipedia page on Nazism as a religion.
Okay, yeah, I can probably find it. 54% considered themselves Protestant.
Okay, which is, you know, Christian denomination.
40% Catholic.
Okay, also.
And 3.5% identified as Gottgläubig.
Okay.
Which meant believing in God, and 1.5% as atheist.
Okay.
So
Because I think that tracks a little bit. It's kind of the whole thing is like, oh, this is our God-given mandate to rule the world,
mm-hmm,
and purify it or whatever. But
I've never read the Protestant Bible or whatever. but I feel like they missed out on some pages. The whole Nazi group, right?
You know, love everyone.
And the cat, you know, and help, the Catholic help the thing poor. Too. Yeah. You know,
we're really going to dive into religion on this.
You know, there's, I'm sure there's not a Bible verse in the Catholic.
I feel like I should have done more research before jumping into this topic.
I feel like there's a 95% chance that there's no Bible verse in the Catholic Bible that's like, whites are the superior race and they have to have blue eyes and blonde hair.
Yeah, and they're this Reich will rule for 1,000 generations or whatever.
Exactly.
Okay. So that was neat. That was a neat side tangent.
Okay, onto a lighter note. Am I the asshole for being mad at my friend for putting her cat to sleep?
Okay, well, that's going to be great. Okay, first of all, the first sentence is long story short. But it actually looks like it's one paragraph, so we might be okay. What is it? They had a cat with some weird diagnosis, and it was diagnosed with diabetes.
Diabetes.
I guess it was a pain in the ass giving the cats every day, and it's an insulin shot. I essentially told her that there were treatable conditions and that she should keep trying. Her excuse that the cat was 15 years old, she gave it a good life, and probably didn't have much time. She didn't know that, though. Okay.
She's only 15. That's the prime of her life. Who knows how long cats can live, Tyler? 50 years.
No, we have to put him down now. It's 15. It's long enough.
That is like,
I don't know how to feel about it. I just couldn't kill my pet unless it was absolutely necessary. Like if they were in imminent pain. I'm assuming that's supposed to mean imminent, immense.
Or
immense.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. First, keeping a pet alive through pills and injections and all this stuff and vet things,
and then
it's going to cost money.
And then animal
it's a financial drain. Yeah,
animal rehab.
I've seen BoJack Horseman. So it's like the other thing that the poster isn't factoring in is the like vet bills and medical bills for a cat who is 15 years old. I think there's a certain point where you're allowed to go, okay, you've had a long life, you are suffering, it's time to, you know, just put the cat on the side of the road and walk away.
Yep, I do this exact same thing with relatives once they start getting too expensive to keep alive.
I miss grandma.
She might still be out there. Who knows?
Okay.
I mean, we just left her on the sidewalk. We don't know what happened.
Do we agree basically that, oh, there's a network error. The stream.
Uh-oh.
I don't know if that's
could just be dropped frames.
Well, Twitch. Okay, Twitch is still up. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, I think it was just this end. So, did you have any more? I don't know how many more tabs
could,
you got.
But
we're getting pretty close to the...
We could just look for a new one.
Well, I mean, we're at 43 minutes. I think that's a pretty solid... I think we actually did it. I'm not going to lie. Better episode than I expected when I sat down in this chair.
Very true.
Congratulations, Will. Good job on contributing all these topics and things.
Thank you.
And then the bear, we're still just
ignoring. Just scenery.
Okay.
Normally there's two people here and the frame is usually set up to fit two people. So I just thought I would, you know, have a buddy.
Okay. Cool.
I noticed this when I bought it that there's like dirt marks on the feet.
You got a used bear. There's also no mouth.
It's just out the...
Just one?
He smirks out the side.
Okay.
But this bear's been walking around, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
This is a Toy Story bear that just gets up and walks around when I'm not here.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure that's what it is.
I thought I noticed it moving during the show.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was weird. It's...
Oh, that was weird.
That was a bit for sure.
He couldn't take it anymore. He just killed himself.
Time to put him on the street.
He's 15 years old. You know, I'm tired of giving him his insulin shots.
All right. Well, do we want to wrap up the show? Do you have like an RIP or something?
Has anyone died? Did we say RIP to Kobe? Like, I think we kind of like made fun of Kobe a little bit.
You made fun of Kobe
Ethan,
a little bit.
Ethan started it, and I can't be the least controversial one in the group, so I have to rise to Ethan's level.
Hmm.
Just go back. Ethan started it.
Okay. We like 2 episodes ago?
Yeah.
Okay. So there you go. Ethan started it. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, RIP to Kobe and everybody else that is not nearly as important that died in the helicopter crash.
Like his daughter.
Yeah.
Or the pilot.
Well, the...
Or the co-pilot.
Yeah. It's just Kobe and the daughter that get mentioned.
Yeah, that's kind of...
At the Super Bowl, they did like, and now a moment of silence for Kobe Bryant and Kobe Bryant's daughter and also 8 other people who will not be named. Yeah. Anyways. Oh, what do you think of the Super Bowl, Tyler?
It happened.
Do you even remember who won?
No.
Who played? Name one player who was in the Super Bowl.
Name
one color that is a color of a team.
Red.
That's good. That's a color on both of the teams, actually.
Aha, so I win. I get double points.
What color was the field? It was like,
okay, wait, the 49ers, right?
That was yeah.
One of them.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Uh-huh. Very good. Uh-huh.
And then there's the other one.
Very good. Very good.
I don't care about sports ball. All right. RIP whoever lost the Super Bowl.
How many points is a touchdown worth?
6. And then the extra point is 1. So yeah. It's typically 7. But if you run the ball, you can get 2. Is it 2 or 3?
It can be 2.
Two. Okay.
Yeah. In the XFL, the football league run by Vince McMahon.
Okay. Yeah.
You can get 3 points.
And that's coming back, right?
It's already started.
Is it still run by Vince McMahon?
Yes, but he's not nearly as prevalent as he's not on the field at the very first game, you know, being like, this is my league.
Okay. All right.
But yeah, it's still run by him.
Is it any good?
They're lower quality players, but it's still entertaining. If you like, would not enjoy it whatsoever, but
good. That's all I need to know. Cool. Well, thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining me, Will.
Thank you for joining me.
All right. Goodbye, everyone. See you all next week.
That was awful.
Yeah, I can't believe it. Do you want to do that one again?
Yeah, we'll try take 2.
All right, here we go. And... Oh, no, wait, this is...
Dope. Yeah, the outro is longer than the intro.
Yeah.
So how about Kobe Bryant, eh?